everybody. Good evening, and thank you for joining me, the Witching Hour podcast. My name, obviously, is John Roysland. I don't know why I'm acting like this is the first time go around. But tonight, with me, special guest Scott B. Hansen is joining us tonight to talk about a new upcoming film of his, The Virginia Bitches. Scott, thank you for taking the time tonight.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
You are in Georgia filming still currently, correct?
Yep.
I don't want to say too much. This movie looks, just from the trailer, it looks awesome. So actually, if you want to go ahead and fill everybody in on the storyline,
yeah,
we'll take it from there.
So yeah, it's a vampire movie called The Virginia Bitches. We hope we can keep that title. I don't know. We'll find out. They make me change it later on for sales, but so far it's called that, our working title. But it's about four chicks in a metal band who are vampires, and they break down a small town full of cannibals led by a warlock. So it's an offset of Bad Candy, which was our Halloween indie. Did pretty well. Came out during the pandemic too, and we were distributor mates with Terrifier on that. So we had the same distribution company as Terrifier. So that's pretty cool to be like, have their team behind us and helping pushing us a little bit. But yeah, this is like sort of a sequel, but not really. It's just like the same night, actually. And then it just offshoots and goes its own route, but you might see a few people from Bad Candy, definitely. So,
well, I'll tell you what, speaking of seeing people, the cast that you have got together for this is quite impressive. I mean, the music industry alone, arch enemy, Randy Blythe from Everybody Knows from Lamb of God, Witherspoon from Seven Dust. Now, I did want to ask, because I haven't seen him in a trailer, and some places list his name, others don't. Mr. Doyle von Wolfenstein.
Yeah, he's not in it anymore. I'll be honest, it's tough to reel in rock stars. I thought it would be easy, but holy shit, it is hard. It's harder than regular actors. And I come from the music industry. I've done 1,000 metal videos and so many famous bands I've directed videos for. And that's what kind of pushed the idea. I've always wanted to do something in this industry realm of like horror and metal, and I just love that area. And I feel like all my music videos have been practiced anyways for movies over the last. I've done music videos for like 15 years now, but trying to reel in people, you know, like I love Doyle, but man, he's so busy.
Right.
You know, we're probably losing LeJean too. It's just like, it's just crazy to get on these schedules, and then here you are. It's like, hey, we're ready to go, and then they're like in freaking, you know, Japan, and it's just like I missed so many people multiple times,
right?
Because it's an indie project, you know, it's indie. We couldn't shoot all the way through. We had to stop and raise money, and actually, we had to stop again. I had to shoot another movie just to make money to finish. It's just how it is, you know.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's an indie world. I try to use a studio. I own a studio in Lithonia with my wife in Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. And, you know, we try to use that as our home base to basically like make amazing sets and put a ton of production value. So when you see a $200,000 movie, it looks like it's like a $10 million movie. You know what I mean?
Right. And, well, now I know I spoke, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago with Chelsea Lesage, who is one of your main characters in the film. And she could not talk highly enough about you, about your production company, working at Digital Thunderdome and so forth. Just said she has had an absolute blast and a great time with making this film.
Yeah.
And it's ironic.
Been wild.
And, you know, and her and another, well, Chelsea and I worked together on a small indie film right before COVID, so it was about 4 years ago.
Nice.
So, you know, she and I finally got to able to catch up and talk, and then Corey Dean Colley, who is also in your film, who I spoke with yesterday, she sends her best to you.
Oh, I love Corey.
They both just, said how good of a time that they had and are very anxious for the film to be obviously to be completed so they can see your final product. And I got to tell you, from watching just the trailer and then knowing that you come from music background videos, putting your trailer together with that experience, man, it is off the hook. It just looks incredible. It really does. And from even from what she was telling me, from Chelsea, is that, and she did not, she was very, very adamant. She's really trying to bite her tongue and not give anything away. But from pictures that I've seen online and stuff like that, she's like, John, you're not going to believe some of the prosthetics and the things that are being brought into this film. They're like, when you see it, there's no way in hell you're going to ever think this is not a major motion picture production. She's like, it's just incredible. And I'm trying to keep up with the pictures that I am seeing. You got modern day heavy metal glam rock band, and then you're also seeing guys that look like they're in the woods fighting the Civil War, and you're tying everything together. So I
I'm a
mean,
huge Civil War buff, so it's like, there's a cool scene from there, but not to give away too much. But yeah, it's definitely jumps or do does some time jumps for sure. That's kind of fun to set the story up.
so for those of you that have hopefully have seen Bad Candy, and I'm a huge fan of that film,
Thank you. Thank you.
I saw the Easter egg. You've got the flyer.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know you said the two were kind of tied together, but not, really. So how far back has this been written? I mean, for you to have the flyer in a movie that you hadn't even, no one's had talked about or heard of, in conjunction with Bad Candy, how long have you been sitting on Virginia Bitches?
So yeah, we have it's kind of like a little universe. We have five movies planned. So this is only the second one. It's kind of like
Wow.
our own little Marvel Cinematic Universe, whatever. And it's a horror verse, whatever.
Sure.
And yeah, it's five planned movies. And this is the second one. And then we've shot partial of the third.
Oh, okay.
It's a little piece of the it's funny. We tried to do the third movie first, and then for some reason, Virginia Bitches got funded before. So I was filming part of the third movie, which was called How the Night Receives Them.
Okay.
That's a fun connect. It's all connected to Bad Candy. But it's just the same town of New Salem. So it's just all these weird stories that connect on Halloween night. And some shoot and hop around, but it's just like an indie universe, honestly. We were just like, I'm a huge Halloween fan, huge horror fan, and I was just like, I've never seen like a cool little universe of like different stories that all connect, on the same night. So that's kind of, it'll probably take us a decade to do, but it's definitely a goal to release all five movies. And this is the third year we're on the sequel to Bad Candy. So yeah, it's coming along. For sure.
Nice. Well, I'll tell you what, you were talking about, troubles with schedules with musicians and so forth, and dating back to Bad Candy. Being able to nail down Corey Taylor, that had to have been quite a feat. I mean, because they were just nonstop touring.
Getting Corey was like luck of the draw. We had to wait a year for that. 'Cause it's funny, a lot of people don't know this. Corey was he was a replacement for Sid Haig. I had Sid Haig booked for like
No shit.
a year and a half, and we were
Oh.
looking forward to it. And obviously, Sid Haig dies in
Right.
2020 or 2019 or somewhere around there. I forget. Rest in peace. He's the man.
Of
Love Sid.
course, of course.
But it was Sid and Billy from Gremlins or Zach Galligan. But
Right.
that was the original casting. And I tell people that, and they're like, "What?" And I was like, "Corey was our backup because Sid was not doing well. We knew Sid's agent and his wife pretty well, and he was
Right.
all on, and that's who we tried to get. We did make a pass at Bruce Campbell just for shits and giggles,
Sure.
but he wanted our whole budget for one day, and we were just like, we were like 150 grand for a day. And I was like, We'll come back to you. So we'll try to get him later on something. Maybe if
we're right. Right. Yeah.
The ideal casting was Bruce and Sid. Bam. As the two radio hosts.
Could you imagine?
It blew my mind. If I had like a little bit more money, we could have made it happen, but it was just so crazy. So, I mean, Corey luckily came in and killed it.
He did a great job.
It was just fun. And then, you know, Zach, I love Zach. He's just old school actor. And he's still doing a lot of stuff, and having him was pretty awesome. And he's a local to Atlanta, so mm-hmm. that kind of worked out. But yeah, Sid was the first choice, and he was locked for like a year, and then he started having health problems, and we were like, oh no, what's going on? And then sadly, he passed away right after Three from Hell came out. But yeah,
I did not know that. Wow, that just puts a whole new. So many different levels.
I know.
To Bad Candy, and that is nothing to take away from your final product that you gave to us.
Yeah,
it's been great.
It's been wild. Yeah. Corey brought a lot to it, but yes. I can't imagine what it could have been. You know, you never know. So,
well, again, I do honestly. I did a small pod show review for it, and it was actually I watched it. It was my birthday.
Oh, cool.
Birthday watching, birthday review, and it was just through the roof, and I absolutely loved it.
Thank you.
But anyhow, now I definitely don't have to ask what the future lies for you afterwards, since you're kind of like following the footsteps of the movies that, you know, with the Matrix movies where they're filming one and they're filming part 10 at the same time, and they're mixed matching, and they're crossing over and going every different direction. And then it all lines up. So, man, that is awesome. That really is. So what originally, way back yonder, what inspired you to be doing where you are today?
I used to be a hunter. So I worked at a haunted house.
Really?
When I was younger, I was 12 years old. I lived in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and they had this amazing place called the Hunt Club. Mm-hmm. And I was just always drawing creatures and artists, and I snuck in there age 12, made my own costume, snuck in there and started scaring the people that worked there. And they're like, who the fuck is this little kid trying to scare us? And like, he scared half of those people, and they're like, well, kick him out. Well, the owner was like, why don't we just fucking hire him?
Right.
I'm like, hell yeah, hire me. I'll work for free. And so just scaring people was like the greatest job ever for like $5 an hour, whatever. It was nothing, but it's when you scare people and get paid, it's the greatest joy. You know, it's a weird thing, and only people who are haunters can understand that. But so then I got a full scholarship to Savannah College of Art and Design, went there for drawing. And then I accidentally got involved in filmmaking my junior year, and I swapped over. So it was just like a lot of weird accidents to get to filmmaking. I got a full scholarship for sequential art, comic books.
Okay. So I
should be a comic book artist. And here I am going to this huge art university, and they gave me this awesome scholarship. And then I just get accidentally involved in filmmaking, and I was in a metal band at the same time, a little shitty college band, trying to, you know, figure out life. And it just kind of took me to the filmmaking route. And I'm so over the top for Halloween. I'm just a freak. So I was just like, there's not enough Halloween movies. You know,
I know.
People are like,
well, if I might interject there, it's not. I do agree. It's like with Christmas movies, you know, you can fill up a whole phone book full of them. With Halloween movies, no, you're right. There aren't a whole lot of them. And even what's worse is there aren't a whole lot of good ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so many people try, and I understand budget and so forth. You do with what you've got. But, you know, on Halloween night, it's like Christmas. If it doesn't look magical, it doesn't have that feel. If you don't see the leaves blowing down the road on Halloween night, and you know the reflection of the off either the moon or even the street lights reflected up the road, if you don't feel like you're there Halloween night, that to me on a Halloween movie is just half the battle is the settings. It's got to feel like you're really there.
It's all atmosphere. It's got to be the lighting and all that, and just like it's the joy of going out, and I love it. Like we go all out in my house, and we get tons of trick-or-treaters in Georgia, and it's pretty incredible. Like we'll get a couple thousand, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's even a place called Grant Park I tell people to go to in Atlanta. Be like 100,000 kids in this central area, and they're all trick-or-treating, and they close down the streets, and it's like it's a party on Halloween night, and it's insane. Like and that's actually, we shot some footage of that for the parade thing in Bad Candy. That was all real. That was not staged. We were just filming the parades and
really
all in that Grant Park area, and it's just so much cheer and Halloween stuff that it's just a beautiful place. And I don't know. So
yeah, I've tried over the years, you know, with the kids grazing them and then with now being grandparents and so forth. And I tell you what, man, if I had my way, I'd have to have in a complete separate storage unit just to be able to put as many decorations as I'd want to.
Oh yeah.
But anyhow, stepping aside, and I do apologize. So production wise, where are we? I know there are people that are out there that have that, you know, that do know of the film coming out.
Yeah.
Where are we? When can we look forward to hopefully being able to watch it?
Yeah, we're like 80%. So with SAG, we're mostly non-union, but we did have to go SAG for the ending to get the big name, our Warlock guy. Mm-hmm. Can't say who he is, but he's pretty badass.
Okay.
And he's been in a couple of big horror movies last year, probably the biggest one, a little movie called Barbarian. So he's been in that. He's been in Game of Thrones. So that's just a little hint of who he is that without saying his name.
Gotcha. But, awesome.
Yeah, but we're waiting on his schedule right now.
Okay.
We got 7 days left. And then we have one more creature suit that's almost done. We have the insanely talented Wayne Anderson, who did the Predator in 2017, the Predator suit, Jurassic World, came off Avatar 2. Like, he's insane. He made some epic stuff for us. He's almost done with our big monster, which he did the bat creature in Bad Candy. If you guys seen Bad Candy, that bat creature, that was by Wayne. So yeah, lots of more monsters in this for sure.
Any big hurdles you've had so far, or what was, I should say, your biggest hurdle in production for this, or getting just in general for the Virginia Bitches, other than the name?
Possibly. Just schedules. Yeah. The name has been tough because I know, you know, it's 2024. I get
right,
it.
Right.
You know, this is how it is. If it were 20 years ago, it would have been fine, but I get it. Totally understand. But yeah, the name is a little tough, but we're going to keep the name as the band. It's always the band's name. It's their name. So
right.
We have to change the title. We'll come up with something more fun or whatever. But yeah, some of the hurdles have been just schedules. Like trying to make a movie with actual rock stars is like, wait, I thought it would be a little easier. It is definitely not easy.
it seems like everybody and their mom nowadays is trying to get the band back together, reunions or whatever. And I mean, I guess I can't really blame them. They're trying to make that last dollar wherever they possibly can. And, you know, I mean, especially, you know, like with Doyle, unfortunately, doing his own band. And then the Misfits taking the storm, you know, the world by storm with their reunion all over again.
The SAG strike kind of hurt us too. Like that put everything, we were like ready to go last May, and then we were like actually almost all SAG for the film, like full SAG, and then it just like the actor strike happened. I was like, oh no. it was just weird. And so we were like, all right, we'll just kind of go back to prepping and building sets and preparing. And so yeah, we're getting close to coming back. I think late February, early March, we'll be back basically. But we're prepping for that now, and just kind of editing what we have shot, which is a lot of stunts. We shot, I want to say 20 days already, which is, Bad Candy was shot in like 16. So this movie has like way more visual effects, way more stunts, you know, like just big stunts that when you see it, when that first trailer drops, people can be like, wow, this is like a $10 million film, I hope. but it's not, and we're just trying to do the best we can with what we have. But
so I saw this weekend you were doing some conventioning.
Yeah.
Getting the name out there, obviously still pushing for Bad Candy as well as pushing the new future of the Virginia Bitches. So is this something that people can look forward to, or was this because it was somewhat in the, I don't want to say local area, but, you know, kind of the hometown for you?
Yeah, we're going to be, we're definitely doing more Days of the Dead. I think we're going to do the Vegas one, nice. And then Chicago. And then we just applied for Horror Hound in Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I shot another movie with Shelley Duvall, the Forest Hills. I shot that, produced that, and we're trying to.
I was going to try and mention that. Yeah, that's huge, man. I mean, bringing Shelley Duvall out after all these years, congratulations.
Yeah, it was crazy to get her. She was amazing to work with, and just all the stories blew my mind. You know,
I'm sure.
Stories for days about Kubrick and Robin Williams, like personal stories. I thought I was gonna freak her out because I was such a super fan, and I had a prop axe, and I was like, walked up to her, I was like, can you sign this? And she's like, starts freaking laughing, and I'm like, woo, okay, cool, she's laughing. I was like, she's either gonna kill me because I've heard the horror stories of that scene.
Yeah,
holding the axe. And she told me, she was like, we did that 190 times, and I was like, wow. Kubrick broke her. I couldn't.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Like and she, you know, she's been through some shit. Like she did retire, you know, she has some physical ailments that are hurting her, and she's very open about Kubrick breaking her mentally for that movie, The Shining, which we love. But it's pretty interesting to hear it from the horse's mouth.
I can imagine, and honestly.
Be hanging out with her for like 4 days and just talk to her about it is like mind blowing to me. So
how hard was that? I mean, was it like pulling teeth to get her to, you know, step out of her house, or was it kind of all right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we went to her to make things easy. We were like not even sure if she was going to be down, and then she was, and it was just like, you know, she's been through some stuff. She was on the Dr. Phil show. We kind of made fool of her a little bit,
right?
Brought a negative connotation to her. So we just reached out. We're like, hey, we're doing this fun werewolf movie, and we'd love to see if you're interested in the script. And she was down, and this is wow. It was like, okay.
Yeah, that's another one I'm really anxious to see as well. I mean, you have been a busy boy.
Yeah, we just shot that and produced it. I didn't direct that one, but it's like, it's a fun movie. We shot in New York and Socrates and some other small towns, but it's a pretty film, and I think it comes out. We don't have a date yet, but it's going to be this summer this year. It'll be coming this summer range, maybe earlier. So,
and that also has, let me see, Edward Furlong,
Dean Wallace,
and our girl Corey Dean Colley.
Yeah, Corey's in
well,
that.
As a matter of fact, that's right.
Yeah,
man, you are just nonstop behind the wheel, aren't you?
Yeah, we're trying to stay busy and just. We help a lot of projects out, and then, you know, we have a studio, obviously, so that always helps. People come to us for, you know, the smaller horror projects or anything that's super weird that you can't do in a regular studio, they usually come to us. So, especially Corey's stuff. I love Corey. She's the first female to ever gross me out, and that's saying a lot. And
she's
incredible. Like, her niche is incredible. She has something that nobody else has, and it is impressive, and it's artistic, and it's weird, and I love it.
It is there. It will it'll give you nightmares just looking at
will.
Some of her pictures. It really is. I have been very supportive as a friend to her in her endeavors, and she has grown so much in just the last year.
I
have yet to have seen any of her on screen talents.
It'll probably be the Forest Hills. Probably be the first one out, I think. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I really am. Before we do wrap this up, because I'm looking at my little Zoom timer, and unfortunately, it's playing God on us as it always is. Any last shout outs that you would like to give? I definitely want you to, you know, put everything out there that you can while we can.
I would just if anybody wants to check out the film, we have an Instagram, you know, it's the Virginia Bitches. We have Facebooks, Bad Candy, we still man that as well. And there's another, the third one's called How the Night Receives Them. And that some of the stuff we shot with Andrew Devoff was insane. If you're a Wishmaster fan, he's connected to Bad Candy in this movie in a cool way. So we shot a lot of his stuff already, but we're going to come back to that movie later this year. So, but yeah, check us out. How the Night Receives Them, Bad Candy. I won't disclose the other two movies yet, but they're definitely wilder. So it just gets crazier as we go. So,
well, I definitely want to thank you for your time, boys and girls of Virginia Bitches, Scott B. Hansen.
Yeah.
Definitely a busy man. Like he said, check them out on social media platform. Get on YouTube, watch the trailer, because I guarantee you're definitely going to want to keep an eye on this film as it's approaching, as well as Forest Hills. And if you have not gotten off of your ass and out from underneath the rock and seen Bad Candy yet, you've really got to do that. You really do. Scott, awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Please, anytime, new updates, you want to reach out and sit down and talk, I would love to chat with you some more.
I'll be sending you some posters and you send me your info. Hell yeah.
That'll be awesome. Boys and girls, you heard it. We're going to get some movie posters. Going to have a contest here coming up soon. So
cool.
Be ready to jump through some hoops here soon.
Awesome.
Scott, thank you again, buddy. And boys and girls, you guys keep it evil.
All right. Take it easy. Thank you.